Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Great Bridge, the epic story of the building of the Brooklyn Bridge by David McCullough. Read by Edward Herman, with narration by Linda Emond.
It so happens that the work which is likely to be our most durable monument and to convey some knowledge of us to the most remote posterity is a work of bare utility, not a shrine, not a fortress, not a palace, but a bridge. Montgomery Schuyler, in Harper's Weekly, May 24, 1883. The plan. They met at his request on at least six different occasions, beginning in February 1869. With everyone present, there were just nine in all: the seven distinguished consultants he had selected, his oldest son, Colonel Washington Roebling, who kept the minutes, and himself, the intense, enigmatic John Augustus Roebling, wealthy wire rope manufacturer of Trenton, New Jersey, and builder of unprecedented suspension bridges. They met at the Brooklyn Gaslight Company on Fulton Street, where the new bridge company had been conducting its affairs until regular offices could be arranged for. They gathered about the big plans and drawings he had on display, listening attentively as he talked, and asking a great many questions. They studied his preliminary surveys and the map upon which he had drawn a strong red line cutting across the East River, indicating exactly where he intended to put the crowning work of his career. The consultants were his idea. In view of the magnitude of the undertaking and the large interests connected therewith, he had written, it was only right that his plans be subjected to the careful scrutiny of a board of experts. He did not want their advice or opinions, only their sanction. If everything went as he wanted and expected, they would approve his plan without reservation. They would announce that, in their considered professional opinion, his bridge was perfectly possible. They would put an end to the rumors, silence the critics, satisfy every last stockholder that he knew what he was about, and he could at last get on with his work. To achieve his purpose, to wind up with an endorsement no one could challenge, or at least no one who counted for anything professionally, he had picked men of impeccable reputation. None had a failure or black mark to his name. All were sound, practical builders themselves, men not given to offhand endorsements or to overstatement. With few exceptions, each had done his own share of pioneering at one time or another, and so, theoretically, ought still to be sympathetic to the untried. They were, in fact, about as eminent a body of civil engineers as could have been assembled then, and seen altogether, with their display of white whiskers, their expansive shirt fronts, and firm handshakes, they must have appeared amply qualified to pass judgment on just about anything. The fee for their services was to be $1,000 each, which was exactly $1,000 more than Roebling himself had received for all his own efforts thus far.